What was the hardest part about being a first-time mom? You can text us this morning, 99925. We're bringing this up because you may have seen the news lately that they're expanding parental leave for new Canadian parents. This is kicking in December 3rd, and it's according to Children and Social Development that starting on December 3rd, parents of a newborn or newly adopted child will be able to choose from two parental benefit options, giving them more flexibility when it comes to raising their newborns. Now, there's different options. The first one is you can combine parental and maternity benefits at the current rate of 55% over 12 months, or you can extend it to 18 months at 33%. Also, this is interesting. Eligible soon-to-be mothers will also now be able to claim maternity benefits up to 12 weeks before the baby is due. That's fantastic news.
I mean, not for everyone. Some people are complaining because it's nice to have more time with the baby at home, but people are saying because it's the same amount of money, it's people with higher incomes that are going to benefit from this. You know, it's not really financially feasible for everybody to take more time off work. So they're saying you're forgetting about the people who are working paycheck to paycheck.
But we got
to
be grateful because in other countries, we know it's not like Canada. So we have to be thankful. Other countries like the U.S. to get like 3 months. So it's good that you know, a year, even 18 months, you can get something. Right?
Yes.
At least better than nothing.
Yes. Absolutely. I actually sent this to a friend the other day. She's having a really hard time. She has a new baby, and I found a new study that showed that the first year of the baby's life is chaotic, tiring, and stressful, and basically physically and emotionally draining. And they're saying that the sleepless nights, the feeling of being lost and lonely outweighed the positive in the first year. And I think not a lot of people talk about this, right? They're just supposed to be like, look, I have a beautiful baby and we're so happy. And meanwhile, inside, they're like, this is so hard.
It's very challenging. Kim Kieran, when you were a first-time mom, take us back. How challenging was it?
Yeah, you don't need to study for that. I'm just saying. It's exhausting. Just have a kid and you'll know. If most people don't know, they literally send a CLSC person to your house that first month to evaluate you. And they come back and they ask you similar questions. They want to make sure everything's okay in your mind, your sanity, and namaste. Like they check on you, right?
Lots of text coming in here. Says, one of the hardest things in the first year of being a mom for me was losing my identity. Who I thought I was changed. And I was not prepared for it.
It's really, really, really tough. A study showed that most parents are saying that the first year, the negative parts outweigh the positive parts.
Text here, it's just not the lack of sleep. It's feeling like you're doing everything wrong. As soon as you figure your baby's schedule out, they change it. That's what I've heard. You think you got it down packed, and then 3 months later, it just completely flips. Keep texting us, 99925. The hardest part about being a mom in the first year, we have Elizabeth on the phone. How old is your child?
He is 8 months old.
8 months old. Okay, so have these past 8 months been tough?
Totally tough. I didn't think it was going to be this tough.
Yeah, what was the hardest thing? Yeah. Like, what did nobody tell you?
Well, nobody told me how lonely it was going to be. So you go from, like, working and your whole life and having people around all of the time. And I'm, you know, a bit of an introvert and I have a small group of friends. So I thought I'd be perfectly fine, but you're home alone with a little baby who needs you all of the time. The best thing that I did was I found a group of like-minded ladies, and we get together every Friday and talk about like the crap stuff that comes along with being a stay-at-home mom in the beginning and how difficult it is, because you know you're just sitting here day in, day out looking at a little human being and you're not talking to other, you know, other adults and stuff. It is really difficult.
What about your husband? Is he...
Oh, he's totally helpful and here all of the time, but dads are just not moms. And you can talk to your husband all you want, but you need to talk to other women because you need to feel like you're normal, because you are. Even when you're alone, you feel like you are, you know, alone in this world and that everything you're going through and the thoughts in your head are all, you know, wrong or scary, but everybody else is feeling the exact same way.
It kind of sounds like what Michelle Obama said. She said, my husband is my rock, but my girlfriends are my sanity.
Exactly.
Well, congratulations on your 8-month-old baby. And according to studies, things are going to get really good after 11 months. So look forward to that. Okay.
Fingers crossed.
Thank you.
No problem. The Beat 92.5.